mind one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds on Mind Inspirational Call. How are you doing tonight, Akina?
I am great. How about yourself, Jessica?
I'm doing well. You know, Akina, one of the things that I am so grateful for in my journey is just the role that the mentors have played in my life. And one of the amazing things I have said to one of my mentors recently was, you know, I'm so grateful for you and the role that you played in changing my life. And you know what else I'm grateful for is that now I get to do that for others. And it was interesting because, you know, Akina, you know, yesterday I went to church and the sermon was about mentorship, and it was sort of biblical perspective, the idea of Paul and Timothy, you know, how Paul was a mentor to Timothy and how, you know, Timothy was then, in turn, he mentored other people. And I said, you know, how in light of these experiences, I know I contacted you, I know that having a mentor, being a mentor is really important to you. And I thought, like, how great of a topic for us to discuss on our show. I know that we brought up mentorship before, but we never really devoted a full show to it. And I'm excited tonight to really spend some time elaborating on what it means to be a mentor and why it's so important to have a mentor. You know, Akina, obviously, you know, we do a lot of talking when we're planning the shows. And I know for you that one of the things you advocate to all women who are creating a business or either taking on a new position in their job, maybe you're not an entrepreneur, but maybe you're trying to excel in the workplace, or, you know, maybe you want to just take on a new journey and start a new career or whatever it is. Akina, one of the first pieces of advice that you give is typically for them to get a mentor. So can you just elaborate a little bit, because I love how you put it, on how important it is and what a mentor can really open up for us?
Yeah, most definitely, Jessica. Mentors have been very important in my life, and the basic point of it is, the short answer is to learn how to work smarter, not harder. You want somebody who has already been through the trenches and around the ringer so that you do not have to go through those same things. You want someone who can speak to you on a level of understanding that about the issue at hand. That is why many people have many mentors, okay? Because as we go throughout life, we know that we're going to encounter different things. So some people have a business mentor. They have a spiritual mentor. They have a focus mentor. They have a physical mentor. And these different things is because this person is an expert in their field and you're trying to get to be an expert yourself, or you need their expertise and you want them to take you to the next level. So a wellness coach may not be able to take you to the next level in focus, a business coach may not be able to take you to the next level in wellness if that is not their expertise. So that is a first point, to make sure that your person can take you to the next level. They may be good at something spectacular, but if it's not the area that you need them to be spectacular in, you need to keep the research going. And that's why people sometimes fall short, because they think, oh, this is a great person, they can just enhance me. Well, if you already enhanced in the area that they are enhanced in, then that's a minute point. But you need someone who is going to the next level in an area that you are lacking, so that you can be, what, well-rounded, right? So a prime example, as a doctoral student, they always tell us to make sure we have a mentor. You're supposed to have a mentor and two readers, okay? And basically the mentor is the one who holds the ship together. The two readers are just spot checks. So you spend a lot of time with your mentor. The mentor is homing your craft. They are homing your skills. They are taking your thinking to the next level. They are molding your processes as far as being, some people need to be more suave. Some people need to be more direct. some people need to do, you know, have these different types of skills in order to really work their work. So that is what the mentor does. And usually you have a mentor that's what? First, an expert in their field. Number two, an expert in your field. Okay? And then number three, someone who you respect. Because, come on now, a lot of people have mentors that they don't respect, and then they don't absorb the knowledge. We have to have a level of respect, because these people are going to be telling you things you don't want to do. And if you don't respect them, you won't do it and you won't grow. So you have to have a level of respect. Then, once that gets together, then you, and the bonus is cohesion. If you're able to bend the sway with this person where they know where you're going to bend and you know where they're going to sway, then that is the icing on the cake. And that's when you will truly start building the person that you're supposed to be in your next level. Am I answering your question, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely. What you're talking about is really two things. That's finding a mentor who's already done what you want to do. And I know you said find someone who's an expert in your field. And I kind of like to phrase it that way. And, you know, for me, when I wanted to run, what I did was surrounded myself, or I contacted people who had already run a marathon, and I asked them, will you please mentor me? Will you teach me to train and how to run a marathon? And I was able to reach that goal. I've now run 11 marathons, and I mentor other people now. People have asked me, you know, can you help me to learn to run? And I do that for them, and I return that. So, you know, but it's about finding someone who knows, like you said, what you want to do, and making sure your mentor is appropriate and specific. You know, a lot of times, and Akina, I love how you brought this point up about hiring a mentor. So a lot of times people consider a mentor, and I do separate a mentor and a coach, but it's important to really qualify this here, so we'll just talk about it. And if you're going to hire someone, or even if you're going to seek someone's advice, make sure that they are successful in what area you want to be successful in. There's really two risks that people have when they pick and choose a mentor. The first one is people often listen to mentors or people's advice if they consider mentors, maybe because they're a close friend, who really haven't reached the degree of success that you want. So, you know, I always kind of heard the quote said is don't take advice from, you know, fat, poor, unhappy people. And bottom line, that might sound abrasive to someone, but the bottom line is it's true, right? If someone is in their life and they're demonstrating that they don't have a degree of balance, they don't have a degree of health, they don't have they don't have a happy disposition. Maybe they're living paycheck to paycheck and they don't take business advice from them. And that's not to say that they can't give some advice. And I know for myself, right, you know, I'm on a journey and I've excelled in some areas of my life and not in other areas of my life. And I'm authentic and transparent about it. You know, I haven't reached the level of finances that I want in my life. So I don't mentor anyone in that area. And I acknowledge that. And I don't, you know, have this inauthenticity about me saying, hey, I can mentor you through that. I know that I can. That's where I'm looking for my mentor. But I also know that I have a very strong spiritually, that I've overcome illness, that I've, you know, been able to transform my body physically. So I can mentor people in that. So just make sure that, like you said, Akina, your mentor is qualified to give you the advice that you're looking for. And, you know, that's when that kind of second risk, and that's what we talked about, is really having someone that you hire, maybe someone's a business coach, and they might have helped a friend of yours to promote a product, and they have helped them very successfully. But what you want to do is different. Just knowing that you're choosing someone who really is appropriate and fits what you're looking for. And that's when I think mentorship could become really, really beneficial. And, you know, it really comes down to is a lot of times when we want to be entrepreneurs, a lot of times entrepreneurs are really creative people, right? That's why we choose entrepreneurship. So we want to create our own businesses. We want to contribute to the world. We want to make the world better. And that's fantastic. But oftentimes it's easier to learn from other people's mistakes and failures. And a good mentor will teach you about that as well. So it's learning the habits that made someone successful and really just copying and emulating those habits, but also learning from their mistakes. And, you know, a lot of times we want to be creative, and that's fantastic, but it's not about, you know, we don't need to kind of reinvent the wheel, right? If something is already working, if there's a system in place that you can learn that's already working, you know, that's much better than having this shiny object syndrome when you're trying everything and you don't really know what to do, or maybe you want to create your own brand new system. And in some cases, that may be foolish because it may be that there's something that's already worked that would be faster and more effective. And that's where becoming a mentor, is having a mentor is really, really important. Now, Akina, and I know you have mentors, and I know that you are also a mentor. And that's when I wanted to also pair these things together, because oftentimes when people talk about mentorship, all they think about is really finding a mentor. It's that kind of idea that, you know, I want to gain something. So they think, okay, I'll get a mentor and I'll gain something and I'll benefit from it. But the truth is, it's also important to be a mentor as well. And there's a couple objections that usually people have when they talk about being a mentor, not only having a mentor. And that's often, well, you know what? I don't really have the degree of success. I'm not really qualified. And, you know, that is something that, you know, it comes up a lot to me. It's like, well, I'll be a mentor when, you know, I reach a certain degree or this certain level, then I'll be someone's mentor. The truth is that there's always someone who's a little bit behind us in their journey. So, you know, I may not have, you know, the level of success that I ultimately want to have yet, and maybe not what my mentors have, but I have more than others, and that's why I do this call. That's why I give the advice, is I don't need to be a million steps ahead of you in my journey. I just need to be a few steps ahead of you. And I actually learned that from the sermon that I went to from the church I visited this weekend, so that, you know, being a mentor, and I was one of those people as well who said, you know, in my life, well, hey, you know what, maybe I could be a mentor in this area, but this area I'm not really qualified, and maybe I can. Maybe it's not about finding someone who, you know, I'm so far above in the terms of, you know, having reached a certain goal, I'm further in that journey. Maybe I just want to find someone who's just a little bit further behind and bring them along with me to teach them what I've learned just from being in the experience and journey longer. So for me, that's really important. And it's also important that we're giving back. You know, a lot of times being a mentor is different than being a coach. A lot of times when we have a coach, we're paying for them for their services. Typically, mentors are not people that we're paying. They're people who are part of our lives, who've chosen to invest in us and find value in us. The truth is, it's, you know, when we receive that, it's about giving it back as well. And, you know, if we just tend to receive, that's a scarcity mentality. If we're not also contributing, then it's really not participating in abundance, and eventually it's going to cause us to stop receiving. But it's even more than that. It's really we should want to share the gift that we've been given with others. You know, Kina, like I said, I know that you have mentors, you are a mentor. Can you talk a little bit about being a mentor and what that looks like for you and why that's important to you?
Well, certainly, Jessica. First off, I agree with you totally about giving back. I tell my mentees all the time that what is the point of holding your skill set in when you've already mastered it? What's going to happen to it? It's kind of like a piece of fruit, right? When you have a piece of fruit, and, you know, it's fresh and shiny when it gets right off the tree. We eventually, as time goes by, it gets stagnant, it gets old, it rots. Okay? Same thing with your skill. If you hold on to that particular skill, it makes a lot of difference because it's not evolving, but you are, if that makes any sense. So when you are starting to evolve, that skill doesn't necessarily suit you the way it used to suit you. So what do you need to do? You need to get rid of what is not suiting you and bring in new stuff to bring you to your next level. So how do you get rid of it? You give it away. You give it back. You put it into the atmosphere. You share it with other people so that they can use those tidbits and move them to the next level. Kind of like what you said, Jessica, where you were talking about finding someone that's a couple of steps behind you and bringing them up, it's the exact same thing. Now, as a mentee, you can't come at a person that you think can do something for you and try to let's say, try to just take. You got to come into it with a feeling of it's a mutual situation and that you're going to learn and that you are going to give the energy that is needed to be given. And that is where it's going to open up for your growth. So when I'm working with my mentees, I tell them, you know, first sentence is, are you ready for me? And people are like, wow, you know, you really asked me that. Yes, I really asked you that because I'm taking my time and my energy. I'm not charging you, what have you. However, there are some mentors who do charge. And, you know, that is their prerogative to do so. I personally didn't in these cases. But you're going. If I'm going to give of myself, you're going to give of yourself. I'm not going to pour into you and then you not grow, right? I'm not going to water your seed and your seed stays under the dirt. I got to see some growth. I got to see your seed produce a plant. So once you ask that person to be your mentor, be ready. Don't just do it out of a lackadaisical spirit. Be ready. Be ready to put the same energy and focus into it that they're going to put into it. Be ready to move to the next level. And then know exactly what you want them to mentor you on and be able to tell them why. That's very important. Don't just sit there and think that they're going to look at you and through osmosis they're going to know exactly what you need. No. There has to be some communication. And I know this sounds comical, but this is what happens in a mentoring session. You have to, the mentor is interviewing you like you are interviewing the mentor. So you have to know exactly why and what you came for. Once y'all have established that y'all want to work together, then you have to get a solid plan in place. You have to value their time and their schedule just like any other job, any other appointment. Don't just blow it off, because if you blow it off, then you're showing that you're not ready. And they will cut you off, and they have every right to, because you are not valuing your end of the bargain. But if it's someone who truly cares about you, they will bring it to your attention first and say, you know, once again, are you ready for me? And that's when you will take your internal thought patterns and really assess the situation. If you decide that you are ready, then you'll get back on track. Y'all will grow. Y'all will manifest. Things will happen. Things will move. Now, be ready, because like I said before, they are going to ask you to do things that's outside your comfort zone. And why do they ask you to do things outside your comfort zone? Because growth happens outside your comfort zone. You've been living in your comfort zone for a pretty good time. How's that working for you, right? So now we got to step outside the comfort zone to do this. Well, you're not going to be filling all the assignments that you're given. So that's why you have to really, really internalize and be focused in this process. Now, as a mentor myself, you know, different mentors have different styles. And you will figure out if the mentor has the same style you need to have in order for you to be effective. They may be an expert in everything they have, but if their delivery is not what you need to grow, then, Houston, we have a problem, right? So finding the right cohesion, which is what I mentioned earlier, is the icing on the cake. That's why I put in cohesion, because you need to know that what you're getting, you're obtaining, and it is sticking in there, and you're able to process it so that you can move to the next level. A lot of people throw spaghetti at the wall. Sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't. You want your spaghetti to stick. And if your spaghetti is not sticking, then you need to try the remix. So you and your mentor need to get together to make that happen. These are all questions that you need to be asking when you are working with a mentor. These are all questions that you need to think about in your head before you even approach the mentor. You should have done your research on this mentor. You should have listened to some talks that they've done. You should have read some articles that they've done. You should have seen maybe even their work history, you know, of things that they've done so that you can make sure that they are in alignment with where you want to go. Because the point of working smarter, not harder, is that they've been through the trenches that you want to go through. If they are going through trenches you don't want to go through, once again, Houston, we have a problem. So do the due diligence and do the work before you approach this person. And then after, say, you've done the research and you've done the work, and then while you're working with them, you know, it becomes everything that's glitter is not gold, right? That's when you need to have that meeting that says, hey, you know, this may not be what I need, or I may not be the person that you need, or what have you. And it's okay to do so, because at the end of the day, this is your personal development and growth. This is where you are moving to the next level. And if you're not feeling like you are moving to the next level, then some things need to be assessed. And once again, it's okay. And then while you're going through these processes, what this is teaching you is how to be a good mentor for your mentee, which is to come. You know, that is the goal. So all the questions you're asking, you're going to want your mentee to do the same for you. All the research you're doing, you're going to want your mentee to do the same thing for you. And then at the same turn, once you've done that research, you'll be able to start telling if that person is ready or not, if this is the person you need to work with, if you are gelling, if y'all are cohesive. That's going to make more sense as you are starting to develop in your mentorship program. Like attracts like. True. So a lot of your mentees may seem to have some qualities that you have, and that's okay because that's the energy that you're projecting. But then they might have some things that are completely off. And, you know, from you, not from them, from you, you know. And that's those different things is going to make the relationship spicy, as we say. But all in all, when that person is finished with your mentorship program, they should be at the next level, if not the level after that. That is the kind of energy that you're going to be putting into it as a mentor, and that's the kind of energy that you would expect as a mentee. Did that answer your question, Jeff?
Absolutely. You know, Tina, I love that. And I can share from my personal experience a little bit about that as well. You know, like you said, it's important that you are connected to your mentor, that you share in a set of common values. You know, one of the things that I am a professional network marketer, one of the things I've been privileged to have is a lot of people who really want to support me in my journey. And what I've found is that there are some people who have done what I'm trying to do, right? We talked about that being really one of the qualifiers. They've done that very, very well, but I just didn't necessarily feel connected to their energy, that I don't necessarily feel like I share the same values system as some of the people that who are in my circle kind of training me, and I felt uncomfortable. And if that's your situation, just know that, you know, it's important that your mentor shares in your values. And now that's not to say one person's values is better or worse, like you also talked about that, right? It's, you know, not judging them for having different values, but knowing that you want someone who shares in your values. It's not only important what they've done, but that you think that they've done it from your perspective in a way that's righteous, that's really, you know, a way that you value it, a way that you want to do it. So that's something really important as well. Because remember, if someone's going to guide you on how to do what they've done, you must really believe in the ethics and integrity of what they did, because it's what they're going to be asking you to do. So I really love how you talked about that as well. You know, one of the things I just wanted to touch upon briefly before we close tonight is really how to find a mentor. And, you know, I just wanted to give some practical advice on where I've found my mentors. You know, for me, it's just really networking. That's really important, building your networks. There's a lot of ways that you can find mentors online to be part of mastermind groups. Really go to events. If you're in a network marketing company or a direct sales company, go to the events. And that's a really great way to meet people who've done what you're trying to do, who are successful, who can mentor you. And that's, you know, one of my important ways. You know, talk to your circle within your network. You know, talk to your network. Ask your friends and family, hey, do you know anyone who has done this? And before you know it, you're going to find people that are connecting. And for me, I go to networking events a lot. You know, I often take time and invest time and money and resources to actually go to networking events that, you know, are put on either by the Chamber of Congress or young professional associations in my area, maybe just different things and events that count or the county is doing or different meetup events, and just going to events and networking and getting to know people. And it's really putting yourself out there. That's really, for me, the best way that I've found my mentors. And then take courses that, you know, people who you want to mentor, people who you want to network with, take their courses and give back to them as well. And that's the other thing I wanted to touch on. And Akina, I'm going to ask you too before we close to really kind of just talk about where you found your mentors. But before I do that, I did want to just touch on this. And Akina, you really brought this to my attention when you said make sure you value your mentor's time. I just can't stress that enough. You know, if you are considering someone a mentor, if you want to, you know, talk to someone who's been successful, you know, if they are successful, it's because they value their time. And when they are choosing to be your mentor, they're choosing to invest in you. And so what I would really urge you to do is respect that. If you have an appointment to speak to your mentor, speak to that person at that time. It doesn't matter what comes up, you know, don't be late, value their time. You know, don't expect them to, like, tell you later and ask things twice. You know, take notes, and the mentor will respect that. I have had times where I've met someone for lunch or dinner or for coffee who I've said, hey, you know what, I really appreciate your time, and I really want to, like, get the most out of it. So I have these questions prepared already. You know, don't just go there and just think that they're going to rub off on you, right, and have some sort of magic fairy dust that's going to make you successful. Go there prepared to ask them questions and take notes and just let them know, listen, I'm going to be taking notes because what you're saying is so important that I really, really want to remember it. And then the other thing that you really want to do, if you can, especially if you're meeting your mentor in person, pick up the chat. So don't expect because you're going to meet someone who's done more than you, person maybe have a better degree of financial success, and you're like, hey, you know what, like, that person's going to pay for me. No, like, pick up the chat. And even if they want to pick up the chat, insist on doing it. And just, I always say, look, you know what, I really value the fact that you're spending, you know, this time with me. It means so much to me. Please let me do this small thing for you. And, you know, I might not be able to afford to go to luxurious dinners every night with my mentors, but you can find, right, a cup of coffee. You can find those kinds of things in pretty much anyone's budget. So make sure you're really giving back to your mentors, acknowledging them. You know, for me, if my mentors do something, if they have a new book that comes out, I make sure I purchase it. I make sure I share it on my Facebook channel. I make sure I regularly thank them. I send them notes. I will share their posts on my Facebook. Right, I will, like, talk to them about other people and not to tell them to go, hey, go mentor with this person, but no, like, I'll share their products, I'll share what they're doing, and it'll gratify and edify them. So that's something that's really, really crucial as well. And I know, hope, you know, we gave enough time to it. I know we're right about that point where we need to close down. We always end our calls on time. And Akina, I want to give you time to give your tips about how you found your mentors, but I just really can't stress that enough. It's so, so important. So please make sure you're valuing your mentors and valuing their time.
Yes, yes, Jessica. That is a great point. That's a great point. As far as finding mentors, you know, of course you can go to the different channels, as I say, you know, the YouTube, the social media is very big right now. So that is a lot of people have found mentors this way. They go to Periscope and they see, or Meerkat, or even YouTube. And they go there and they see these people and they really just go ahead and they see what they're about. They see what's going on. They see what's going to take them to the next level. And if that person is on the level, you already see what you're going to get. And then that is a spot check, and you've also done your research as well. That's just some of the ways. You know, you can also reach out to them on emails and things of that nature as well. If this call resonated with you today, everyone, please come to changeyourmindsonline.com and check out this podcast and our others, as well as on iTunes, Tuned In, Stitcher, and, of course, our YouTube channel. So with that being said, I want to thank you so much, everyone, for being listening to our podcast today or being live on the line. We always appreciate you, and we want to thank you for letting us have a small snippet of your time to help you move to your next level. Till next time, everyone, good night.